tell you a story. The story is about an old woman and a son. You see, this old woman, her son was at war. And like all good mothers, she loved her child very, very much. One day, she got a letter from him. And the letter read, "Mama, I've been hurt. Mama, they shipped me to this hospital, and the doctors, they've given up on me. Mama, they said I may not even live to see another day. So Mama comes to me. Let me just be able to talk to you and reach out and touch your face just one more time." The old woman went down on her knee. She said, "Now, Lord, Jesus, you know all about me. And Lord, you know I don't have no money. But if it's your will, please, some kind of way, let me get to my child." The old woman got up and she went to her dresser drawer. She started to take her old rags and stuff it in this bag. While she was doing this, Jesus showed her a sign. He said, "Go on down to the train station." So the old woman went down to the train station and she got her a real good seat on the train. She heard the conductor going by saying, "Ticket, please. Ticket, please." And the old woman got up and moved a little farther back on the train. Finally, the conductor caught up with her. He said, "Now, old woman, you've been dodging me all this time. Where's your ticket?" She said, "Conductor, I don't have a ticket. Conductor, I don't even have no money. Jesus told me to get on this train. Please don't put me on." He said, "Old woman, I'm sorry." So he grabbed the old woman by her arm and he went and sit out on the side of the track. The old woman went down on her knees and she stretched her hands and she said, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee." By this time, the conductor had gotten back on the train. He waved his hand and pulled on the line for the train to start, but the train wouldn't move. The old woman went back down on her knees again. She said, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee."
Oh, man. They're soul sisters. They're soul sisters.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Don't nobody know. Yeah. I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm so young, girl. So let's not wait in time. expecting too much from people. When Jesus goes into Jerusalem, all the people there shouting, they went out and broke branches off the trees. Hail, hail, the king is coming. You know, they just started worshiping the Father. Well, you know, it was the same people that did that. They shouted, crucify him. So you're never going to be too sure. However, Satan is getting ready to weave his masterpiece. And you got to have some strong faith. Come on. Even the very elect will be deceived now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.